And now, from Birmingham, Alabama, the heart of the South, this is the heart and soul of rock and roll. Brought to you worldwide by Birmingham Record Collectors Club. Dedicated to the collecting and preservation of music through lasting friendships. BRC is the largest group of its kind in the United States, and it produces the largest record, CD, and music memorabilia show and convention in the southeastern U.S. every third weekend of August. Now, with thanks to Birmingham's own Bobby Mizell and his pumpin' piano, welcome in, you rock and rollers. Bobby Mizell and the Heart and Soul Boogie, and that gets us rolling in again to the heart and soul of rock and roll. Rock and Ray here, welcoming you in to all the folks from Birmingham Record Collectors who gather around the microphones to put together another interesting program for you. And this time, if you're an Elvis fan, this is going to be right down your alley. A lot of things have been written about Elvis. There's a lot of little backstories and inside information, trivia, you might say, but a lot of that is coming to light as we look back at how Elvis first got started. We're looking at the last of the days at Sun Records and the beginning of his career and really the big hits that got him going in the mid-50s. So with that, we're going to begin by taking a look at Elvis. Sam Phillips was one of the first people to try to reach both white and black radio stations when he opened up his Memphis recording service in 1950. He wanted to find a white guy who could sound black. In 1954, Elvis came into his studio to record a song for his mother. Although Phillips knew that he had a star, it would take six tries before his plan succeeded. Elvis recorded "I'm Left, You're Right, She's Gone," aimed at the country markets. The flip side of that record was for the rocking stations, "Baby, Let's Play House." It reached number 30 on the charts, and the magic began. Here's "You're Right, I'm Left, She's Gone."
We're right, I'm left, she's gone. You're right, and I'm left all alone. Well, you're trying to tell me so, but how was I to know that she was another one for me? You told me all along. You're right, our love was wrong. But now I've changed my mind, 'cause she broke the tie of mine, and I know that she'd never care for me. Well, I thought I knew just what she'd do. I guess I'm not so smart. Are you trying to tell me all alone? You don't break my heart. I'm left, you're right, she's gone. You're right, and I'm left all alone. Well, she's gone, I know not where, but now I just don't care. All for now, I'm falling for you. I just don't care for now. falling for you.
Follow up to "You're Right, I'm Left, She's Gone" came about by accident. Songwriter Stanley Kessler overheard a couple of men talking outside Sun Studios about a missed appointment. One said, "I forgot to remember." From that conversation, Kessler and partner Charlie Feathers wrote Elvis's number one country hit, "I Forgot to Remember to Forget." The flip side, "Mystery Train," hit number 11. From 1955, Elvis sings for us now, "I Forgot to Remember to Forget."
I forgot to remember to forget her. I can't seem to get her off my mind. I thought I'd never miss her, but I found out somehow. I think about her almost all the time. The day she went away, I made myself a promise that I'd soon forget where ever met. But something sure is wrong, 'cause I'm so blue and lonely, I forgot to remember to forget. She went away, I made myself a promise that I'd soon forget where ever met. Well, but something sure is wrong, 'cause I'm so blue and lonely, I forgot to remember.
Heartbreak Hotel would launch Elvis's career on a national level. The song was written when May Axton, a school teacher, and Tommy Durden, a singer and songwriter, read the story about a man who committed suicide by jumping from a hotel window. He left behind a letter saying, "I walk a lonely street." Hence the song Heartbreak Hotel came to be. It was offered to many others, including the Wilburn Brothers, but they felt it was too sad to record. The songwriters took the song to a new publishing company, Tree Publishing, who then presented it to Elvis. The RCA executives did not like the song, but when guaranteed 50% ownership in the Tree Publishing business, Colonel Parker agreed to push the RCA people to record it. It was recorded in 1956, the public loved it, and it surged to number one on both the pop and country charts. So here it is, Heartbreak Hotel.
Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lonely Street, that Heartbreak Hotel. You're so lonely, baby. Well, I'm so lonely. I'll be just so lonely, I could die. Although it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry there in the gloom. I'll be just so lonely, baby. I'll be just so lonely. I'll be so lonely, I could die. The bellhop's tears keep flowing, and the desk clerk's dressed in black. Well, they've been so long on Lonely Street, they'll never look back and think you're so lonely, baby. Well, they're so lonely. Well, they're so lonely, they could die. Well, if your baby
believes you, you got a tale to tell. Well, just take a walk down Lonely Street to Heartbreak Hotel, where you will be, because so lonely, baby. Well, you'll be lonely. You'll be so lonely, you could die. So lonely, they'll be so lonely they could die.
Stars are heard in Alabama each time that you set your dial on wonderful
BRZ.
Colonel Parker was now in such control of Elvis's career that he could and would make monetary demands before allowing Elvis to record songs. Needless to say, he made a fortune off of deals where he received huge percentages of publishing and royalties. Here's another example, a great song by the King, Elvis Presley, the B-side to Heartbreak Hotel. Listen to I Was the One.
I was the one who taught her to kiss the way that she kisses even now, and you know the way she touches your cheek. Well, I taught her how. I was the one who taught her to cry when she wants you under a spell. The sight of her tears drives you out of your mind. I taught her so well. And then one day I had my love as perfect as could be. She lived, she loved, she laughed, she cried, and it was all for me. I'll never know who taught her to lie. Now that it's over and done, who learned a lesson when she broke my heart? I was the one.
And when one day I had my love as perfect as could be, she lived, she loved, she laughed, she cried, and it was all for me.
By the spring of 1956, Elvis had become a household name. RCA decided they needed to tone down Elvis' gyrations on television and in public appearances, had had some criticism of it. So they had a song, I Want You, I Need You, I Love You, but there was a problem, trying to get a recording session set up. The only date available was Easter Sunday after a late night performance the night before. The chartered plane had engine problems and almost crashed, leaving Elvis shaky and unhappy by the time he arrived. It took 20 takes before the session was finally called and everyone sent home. The producer ended up splicing parts of the 14th and 17th takes to create a finished product. Despite the problems, it became the second number one country hit for Elvis. I Want You, I Need You, I Love You by The King.
Hold me close, hold me tight, make me thrill with delight. Let me know where I stand from the start. I want you, I need you, I love you with all my heart. Every time that you're near, disappear. Darling, you're all that I'm living for. I want you, I need you, I love you more and more. I thought I could live without romance until you came. You came to me, but now I know that I will go. Oh, love, and you'll be turned. Leave what you please, be my own. Never leave me alone, 'cause I die.
Elvis's last recording, I Want You, I Need You, I Love You, had received limited success, so RCA was ready to try a livelier record, more like Elvis's live performances. Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller had written Hound Dog back in 1952, and it was released by Big Mama Thornton from Alabama. Elvis had heard the song, and he really liked it. So when he recorded it in 1956, he pushed it from a slow blues song to a rocker. It worked and was number one for 11 weeks. Here's the classic, You Ain't Nothing But a Hound Dog.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, girl, you're crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. Nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time.
When Otis Blackwell's Don't Be Cruel was offered to Elvis in July of 1956, Colonel Parker asked for and received 50% of the take from the publishers, and that Elvis be listed as a co-writer. It was released as the B-side of Hound Dog, and stations gave both songs playtime. It hit number one on the country, pop, and R&B charts. While performing it on The Ed Sullivan Show, Elvis also announced that he would be doing his first movie. Here it is, Don't Be Cruel.
You know I can't be found sitting home all alone. If you can't come around, at least please tell the phone. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Baby, if I made you mad for something I might have said, please don't forget my past. The future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't stop thinking of me, don't make me feel this way. Come on over here and love me, you know what I want you to say. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Why should we be apart? I really love you, baby, cross my heart. Let's walk up to the preacher and let's say I do. Then you'll know you'll have me, and I know that I'll have you. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love, oh baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love, oh baby, it's just you I'm thinking of.
Rock on with the Birmingham Record Collector.
If you're enjoying what you're hearing tonight, there's a lot more of it out there. You can come to meetings that we have. You can come to our record show in August. You can join the club and just get the newsletter. We have monthly meetings at the library in Homewood on Oxmoor Road. We have a yearly record show in August. We have it on the third weekend in August. And this year it will be at the Gardendale Civic Center in Gardendale, Alabama. As far as joining the club, you can get in touch with Ray at ray@rockingray.com, or you can send us a letter to P.O. Box 59533, Birmingham, Alabama 35259. And that's the Birmingham Record Collectors. You're on the website right now, birminghamrecord.com. We'd love to have you contact us and be a part of what we're doing.
You've got the heart and soul of rock and roll. BRC Radio. September of 56, Elvis released the Lieber and Stoller song Love Me, which was almost a parody on country and western music. Elvis delivered it with a sound that was more sincere and emotional. He performed it on The Ed Sullivan Show October of 56, and it rose to number 2 on the Billboard Top 100. It's considered to be a bridesmaid song because of that, since it did not reach number 1, being edged out by Guy Mitchell's Singin' the Blues. Listen to Elvis with the over-the-top country rendition of Love Me.
Treat me like a fool, treat me mean and cruel, but love me. Bring my faithful heart, tear it all apart, but love me.
Won't you love me?
If you ever go, darling, I'll be oh so lonely. I'll be sad and blue, crying over you.
steel,
beg and steal,
just
to feel
your heart.
I want your heart
beating close to mine,
so close to mine.
Wherever you ever go, darling, I'll be sad and blue, crying over you, dear only. I would beg and steal,
he would beg and steal,
just to feel,
yes, just to feel
your heart. Close to mine,
so close to mine.
Wherever you ever go, darling, I'll be oh so lonely, begging on my knees. All I ask is please, please love me.
Paralyzed was released in 1956 and managed to creep up the charts to number 59. This is one of the few times Elvis received songwriting credit on a record, here along with Otis Blackwell. He often would rework songs, but his name would not be listed on the record itself. Listen now to Elvis along with the Jordanaires singing Paralyzed.
Record Collectors.
When Elvis starred in his first movie, he did not want to sing any of the four songs written specifically for it. He wanted to develop his career as an actor. Nevertheless, the songs became part of the soundtrack of Love Me Tender. As a matter of fact, after he performed it on the Ed Sullivan Show, his recording of Love Me Tender became number one 2 weeks before the movie premiered. Elvis, Love Me Tender.
Love me tender, love me sweet, never let me go. You have made my life complete, and I love you so. Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfill. For my darling, I love you, and I always will. Love me tender, love me long, take me to your heart. For it's there that I belong and will never part. Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfill. For my darling, and I always will. Love me tender, love me dear, tell me you are mine. I'll be yours through all the years, till the end of time. Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfill. For my darling, I love you, and I always.
In 1956, Elvis's priorities changed. His dream was to become a Hollywood actor. He said getting the role in the movie Love Me Tender was the thrill of his life. Playing for Keeps was a song recorded for the movie. It would not be released until January of 1957 with the flip side, Too Much. Of course, Too Much reached number one, but here now is Playing for Keeps.
I'm playing for keeps. This time it's real, and I want you to know exactly how I feel. I'm playing for keeps. Until I know you're mine. There have been others that could love me true, but no one else can thrill me like you do. I'm playing for keeps. Oh, love me too.
I'm playing for keeps. Sorry that I fell in love with you.
In love with you.
In the magic city of the South,
number one in Alabama,
Birmingham, CRC.
Magic city of the South.
Magic city.
Magic City of the South.
Too Much was a Elvis number one hit in 1957. Lee Rosenberg and Bernard Wineman had written Too Much in the early 50s, and despite several artists recording it, the song never had any success. After having a close call on a chartered plane, Elvis preferred to travel by train. Rosenberg came to the station and handed him a copy of the song. By the time the train reached L.A., Elvis was prepared to record it. A few changes was necessary. To soften the sexual overtones, bass vocalist Hugh Jarrett added on "Uh-oh" after lyrical accusations of mistreatment. This bit of humor also took the edge off the song. This is the song Elvis performed on The Sullivan Show that led to the cameras being aimed above his waist. Here's the record that knocked Singing the Blues out of the number one slot on the charts, Too Much.
Share your heart too much. When I want some love, you're gone. Don't you know you're treating your daddy wrong? Now you got me started. Don't you leave me broken hearted. Gonna love you too much. I need your love all the time. Need your hug and please be mine. A fool for your charms. Take me back, baby, in your arms. Like to hear you sighing, even though I know you're lying. Gonna love you too much. I need your love all the time. I need your hug. Please be mine. Need you near me. Stay real close. Please, please hear me.
Elvis recorded the song That's When Your Heartaches Begin on three separate occasions. In 1953, it was recorded on the flip side of My Happiness, but it was on an acetate demo for Sun Records, and it was a gift for his mother for her birthday. In 1956, he recorded it in a session with the Million Dollar Quartet. Finally, in 1957, it was re-recorded and released as the B-side to All Shook Up. Here's that final version, Elvis singing, That's When Your Heartaches Begin.
If you find your sweetheart in the aisle,
have a friend. That's when your heartaches begin. When dreams of a lifetime must come to an end. That's when your heartaches begin.
Find your sweetheart in the arms of your best friend. Brother, that's when your heart aches begin. And you know, when all your dreams of a lifetime must all come to an end. That's when your heart aches begin. Oh, you see, love is a thing that you never can share. And you know, when you bring a friend into your love affair, that's the end of your sweetheart. That's the end of your friend. Well, that's when your heart aches begins.
Internet Radio.
Since recording Otis Blackwell's Don't Be Cruel, Elvis was eager to listen to whatever Blackwell sent to him. Well, Blackwell had a gift. He said he could write a song about anything. The story is that another writer put down a bottle of Pepsi right in front of him and said, "Write about that." Well, he shook it up, and if he'd opened it, it would have fizzed and sprayed all over him. So immediately, the lyrics to Elvis's next number one song came to him. Blackwell wrote All Shook Up. Listen for Elvis slapping the back of his guitar so that everyone would stay on the right tempo as he sings All Shook Up.
Well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, yeah. My hands are shaky and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own 2 feet. Who do you think of when you have such luck? I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, please don't ask me what's on my mind. I'm a little mixed up, but I feel fine when I'm near the girl that I love best. My heart beats so it scares me to death when she touches my hand. Oh, what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
My tongue gets tied when I try to speak. My insides shake like a leaf on a tree. There's only one cure for this body of mine. That's to have that girl and her love so fine. She touched my hand and what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah. I'm all shook up.
We all know the story of Teddy Roosevelt and the creation of the teddy bear. But do you know the story of Elvis and the teddy bear? Songwriter Cal Mann visited Elvis at his New York apartment and noticed it was decorated with a lot of teddy bears. When asked about them, Elvis explained that as a child, his family could not afford toys, including teddy bears. So when he could afford it, he bought them. Mann and partner Bernie Lowe put their heads together and came up with the song Teddy Bear for the movie Love Me Tender. It hit number one, and toy manufacturers worked second shifts to meet the demand for bears. Here it is, Teddy Bear.
Oh, baby, let me be your loving teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Let me be,
oh, let him be,
oh, teddy bear. I don't want to be a tiger, cause tigers play too rough. I don't want to be a lion, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. But as I wanna be your teddy bear, put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be,
your teddy bear. Baby, let me be around you every night. Run your fingers through my hair and cuddle me real tight. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be,
your teddy bear. I don't wanna be your tiger, cause tigers play too rough. I don't wanna be a lion, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. Your teddy bear, put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be,
your teddy bear. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be, your teddy bear.
I just wanna be your teddy bear.
B-R-C.
Non-stop music.
Loving You, another song written by Lieber and Stoller, was recorded in mono for the movie by the same name. This was Elvis' second movie, his first starring role, and it was in Technicolor. The story was about a delivery man who was discovered by a music publicist. The soundtrack album stayed on top of the charts as number one for 10 weeks. Grab your best girl or guy for a slow dance as Elvis croons Loving You.
My whole life through loving you, just loving you. Winter, summer, springtime too, loving you, loving you. Makes no difference where I go or what I may do. You know that I've always been loving you, just you. I'll be faithful, I'll be true, always true, true to you. There is only one for me, and you know who. You know that I'll always be loving.
Elvis Presley's third motion picture was in the works even before the second one, Loving You, was released. MGM anticipated the success Paramount was going to have and wanted to also benefit from Elvis Mania. They hired the famous songwriting duo of Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller. It took them only 3 hours to write Jailhouse Rock, Treat Me Nice, You're So Square, Baby I Don't Care, and I Want to Be Free. They did not even meet Elvis until the recording session. But Elvis was so impressed with Stoller that he asked MGM to cast him as a piano player in the movie. Jailhouse Rock was on top of the charts 3 weeks before the movie came out and stayed at number one on the Hot 100 for 7 weeks and also hit number one on the R&B and country charts. Most amazingly, it was the only song in British chart history to enter at number one. From the fall of 1957, Jailhouse Rock.
Another song from the Jailhouse Rock soundtrack was Money Honey. It reflected more of the bad boy image the critics disliked, but the public loved. Here's Elvis with Give Me Some Money, Honey.
On his mind, he said, money, honey, money, honey, money, honey, if you want to get along with me. Well, I screamed and I hollered, I was so hard pressed. I called the woman that I loved the best. I finally got my baby back.
about a half past three. She said it like, I know what you want with me. I said, money, honey. Money, honey. Money, honey. Everyone get along with me. Another man take my place. I say I love you so. Money, honey. Money, honey. Money, honey. If you wanna get along with me.
Elvis recorded Treat Me Nice in 1957 as a B-side of the hit Jailhouse Rock. In this, his third movie, Elvis played a rock and roll bad boy. Some critics felt it was terribly wrong for a teenage idol to portray a fellow associated with crime and greed, vulgarity, brutality. Ironically, the song was recorded during a Christmas music session, the only non-seasonal title included. Here's Elvis begging you to treat me nice.
When I walk through that door, baby, be polite. You're gonna make me sore if you don't greet me right. Don't you ever kiss me once, kiss me twice. Treat me nice. I know that you've been told it's not fair to tease. So if you come on cold, I'm really gonna freeze. If you don't want me to be cold as ice, treat me nice. Make me feel at home if you really care. Scratch my back and run your pretty fingers through my hair. But you want to be your slave if you ask me to. But if you don't behave, I'll walk right out on you. If you want my love, then take my advice. Treat me nice. Make me feel at home if you really care. Scratch my back and run your pretty fingers through my hair. No, I'll be your slave if you ask me to. But if you don't behave, I'll walk right out on you. If you want my love, then take my advice. Treat me nice. Treat me nice. If you really want my loving, treat me nice.
Trying to calm the controversy over his lively public performances, Elvis sang Peace in the Valley on The Sullivan Show. It was released on an EP along with I Believe and several other gospel classics. RCA had hoped that this would project a more acceptable image to the mainstream America. They did not expect the popularity it brought. It had such an impact that even Ricky Nelson sang Alabama native Baker Knight's Glory Train on the Ozzie and Harriet Show. Listen as a more reserved Elvis sings Peace in the Valley.
but I must go along till the Lord comes and called me away. Oh, yes, where the morning's so bright and the lamb is a light, and the night is as black as a sea. Oh, yes,
there will be peace in the valley for me someday.
There will be peace in the valley for me. Oh Lord, I pray.
There'll be no sadness, no sorrow, no trouble, trouble I see.
There will be peace in the valley for me. Well, the bear will be gentle and the wolves will be tame and the lion shall lay down by the lamb. Oh, 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 yes, and the beast from the wild shall be led by a child, and I'll be changed, changed from this creature that I am. Oh, yes.
There will be peace in the valley for me someday.
There will be nobody for me. Oh Lord, I pray.
There'll be no sadness,
no
sorrow.
Oh my Lord,
and no trouble I see.
There will be peace
in the valley for me.
There's a stroll down memory lane for you with the early Elvis as we looked at his first couple of years of recording music. We can only wonder if Elvis were still with us, what he would be like at 80. And that would be the very interesting question. Many of us have wondered, what about Buddy Holly? What would he have been like? I guess you have to go back and look at Frank Sinatra to be able to get an idea that it might have been something to behold. 80-year-old Elvis at the Hilton out in Vegas. In any case, looking ahead, we're going to look backward next week. We're going to look at those who we lost in 2014. Each year, some artists depart the musical scene, and we're going to take a look back at those that we lost in the last year. Then Buddy Holly is going to be the point of the salute, a Buddy Holly tribute. And, of course, Valentine's is upcoming, and we'll have some love songs for all of our Valentines out there. And then it's going to be We Did It First. Who recorded that song first? But if they did it first, it's a shame they didn't make the hit out of it. So we'll find out who recorded that song first. Then it's going to be a look at teenagers. That's going to be an interesting one as we look at some great teener songs that I think you're going to find will bring back some great memories for you. And other great things coming out throughout 2015. So we hope you'll continue to join us each week for the heart and soul of rock and roll. I think it's time Bobby bail me out. Come on, Bobby.
From the Birmingham Record Collectors Club and originating from Birmingham, Alabama, this has been the Heart and Soul of Rock and Roll, a historical educational project presented to preserve this important era of uniquely American music. If there's a song that you would like included in a future program, please email your request to me at Ray, R-A-Y, at rockingray.com. Your comments and suggestions are also welcome. Make your plans now to join us the third weekend in August for our BRC record and CD show at the Gardendale Civic Center in Gardendale, Alabama. While on our website, explore other features, projects, and informative articles. Thanks for our theme music goes to Birmingham's own Bobby Mizell. For the Heart and Soul Boogie, keep on rocking, Bobby.